Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Your hometown series stays within the city limits and visits Bronzeville. Located just south of the Loop, Bronzeville is a place you should call your hometown. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery. Anything is possible in your hometown.
What was going on about cheesecake at the United Center? I forgot I told the team over there to fire that sound right when we come back. Yes, it's Bronzeville, your hometown. Katrina Roddy joins me now. I met her in Bronzeville the first time we ever met, and I immediately fell in love with Katrina. You're a wonderful person, Katrina. You're fun, and you love your hometown of Bronzeville. You spread financial literacy to anywhere. You got a great book, Steal Your Skills from Corporate, but you really focus on your community too. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
All right,
that's such a great intro.
Well, it's true. It's what you do. What are you doing in your neighborhood to help spread financial awareness and literacy to folks in Bronzeville?
I am helping. I do a couple of things. So my company is called The Corporate Breakup. I'm a best-selling author, so I write business plans for small businesses in my community. I also teach young entrepreneurship to CPS and Chicago City Colleges.
And let's focus on the first thing about the corporate breakup. First of all, your story is incredible. You worked in the corporate world for what, 30 years?
30 years. Can you believe it?
No, you don't look like you could have been someone that worked there for 30 years. You unfortunately lost your gig, and you decided at that point to do what?
Yeah, at that point, I decided to take all of my skills and put them in one area to become an entrepreneur, and then coach entrepreneurship.
What do you do when you write up business plans for small businesses? What are the common mistakes that you see, or maybe the lack of guidance that they have, that you help write them on the right way?
Well, there's a couple of things that go into a business plan that I want everyone to understand, especially a small business. We always want to ask, what problem are you solving? And that could be it's usually a community problem because small businesses start off in their communities. So want to tap into what problem are you solving? How does your product solve that problem? And how do you want to grow? Then that's when we start diving into the financials of their business plan.
How do you want
to grow through the products that you have?
Amen. I want every small business to grow. I especially want small businesses to grow in communities that have been disinvested from a little bit and keep black dollars in black neighborhoods. Do you think that
that
guides part of your work as well as part of the mission to help your own neighborhood?
Yeah, absolutely. And here's some facts. So we all were affected by the great layoff of 2020, right? And then it started the great resignation of 21. So all of these people, at least 68% of Americans started their own business at that time. But what they failed to do was, like most small businesses, they focus on their craft and they don't focus on the roadmap to success. So that's when I tapped in and said, hey, I'm a writer. I can help you, because a lot of them fail to write it because they think the time and the efforts that they'll have to put into it. So I help them with that, and that's especially in my neighborhood because I want to see small black businesses grow. And I feel like that's a key point to them growing, is helping them understand their roadmap to getting to where they want to go, instead of just kind of, putting themselves out there and running really hard, and then all of a sudden, they get overwhelmed because they don't know what's the next step. So anytime I start with someone, I always say, or if someone gets into a little bit of a pickle, I'll say, what does your business plan say you should be doing right now?
Yeah.
And that's at least a guide for them.
You got that roadmap. Developing a roadmap when you're younger, too, is incredible. I knew you coach in CPS and other places, too. Are our youth, our city youth, interested in being entrepreneurs, interested in learning about financial literacy? They just don't necessarily have those classes in the classroom.
Let me tell you this. If I had to hear one more time while I was being in corporate, we didn't learn that in school. I mean, I'm sure you've heard it too. We didn't learn finance.
I've said it on the show many times.
Yeah, you don't learn these things in school. So I wanted to take the initiative and make sure that we learned. And the idea came from my son, who is also, he's a young adult. And it also came from when the whole George Floyd incident happened. I saw a lot of places in my neighborhood, and I'm really proud of Brownsville. I saw a lot of places here being looted and torn up, and I just said, you know, I'm not the full solution, but what if they're less likely to tear up something that they owned? Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to coach ownership. I wanted to talk about building small businesses right here in your community, getting the financial literacy that you need to keep it going. This is something as simple we teach the kids is income versus expenses. What's coming in and what's going out?
Yep.
Simple cash flow at the beginning. What's coming in and what's going out? What are you spending coming in and what do you put? And so I have them build their own little businesses. And they build their little businesses, and then I say, well, let's talk about your employees. You got to pay them, right? And so then they start to see the money leaving. And then we've created a game called Dreamopoly, where it's a simulation of Monopoly, but we're using their actual businesses on the board. And we just, you know, they go around and buy and sell their businesses. So it's been an incredible ride, and I cannot be proud enough of the students. I start at fifth grade, and I go all the way through city colleges.
Amen to that. Yeah, I think that's wonderful, and hopefully you teach them compounding interest along the way. I'm sure you do, because when you're young, that's when you need to learn that.
Not yet. We're getting there.
Okay.
That is the biggest thing ever, is compounding interest. Yeah.
Make your money go to work. We talk about it a lot on the show. Not to put you on the stopwatch, 30 seconds, what's your elevator pitch for folks who maybe have never visited Brownsville?
Ooh, 30 seconds on the spot.
Yeah.
I will say I am a proud resident of Brownsville. I have been for a number of years. And what I can say is that we're all in this together to build Brownsville again. It once was this extravagant place, and we can do it again with the help of everyone buying in our neighborhoods and opening businesses in our neighborhoods.
And there's a lot of good stuff there. We focused on a few at WGNradio.com. There's some great businesses that are there, have been there for a long time, and it's just about continuing that vibe. Katrina, where can we find out more information about what you do?
You can find me at thecorporatebreakup.com. Visit my website and reach out to me. I'm on all social media platforms as KRODDY65, KRODDY65.
You're the best, Katrina. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Yay. Thank you. Have a great day. Merry Christmas.